Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted to be with you once again. Praise God for our show. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be with you once again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today we are going to be picking back up to some degree on our teaching. Praise God. We've had a little situation going on there, so we're not going to do a full teaching. Praise God on that. We'll do like a part A today, and excuse me, also a part B, by the grace of God, on next week, where we'll go a little deeper, where we're going to be talking a little bit more about the psyche, as we said on last week. As you know, I'm Apostle Prophetess Dr. Lily M. Robinson Condesso, and we're going to pick back up on our soul series, like I said, in full on our next show. But today we're just going to, you know, just make a few comments and also play the music and have prayer. And also we are going to leave a few scriptures with you, praise God, a prayer scripture and, you know, a couple of other scriptures that we want to just kind of just mention, praise God. Of course, we'll, as I said, go over the entirety of it all again on next week. By the grace of God, we want to just sort of like give the full thing. We weren't able to do that on this week, praise God, but we will be, by the grace of God, be able to do that. But again, a hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you for joining us here today. Excuse me if I sound just a little bit off here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may hear the seams of trying to be a little sniffle. I just rebuke that. We're not going to receive that. We're going to believe to come beyond that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank God that He is still a healing God. He's healing Jesus. Amen. And so we are just claiming and that claiming the victory on that now in advance in Jesus' name. That the sniffles will go and whatever is trying to accompany it, that will leave too in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And thank God. We're going to play a couple of songs and we're going to come back. And of course, we are going to go ahead and we'll be able to just have a prayer. Praise the Lord. And then we'll go on from there today. But again, a hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you, the Blog Talk Radio, and all of you that have joined with us and have been joining with us. Praise God. We thank you for it. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you.
name. Praise, praise, praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To get into prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a little bit. And we invite you to come and join us. Whatever is on your heart, we just pray that you will join with us tonight, this evening. As a matter of fact, that and let your request be known, whatever is born in your life, whatever the desires is, whatever is the hope that is within you, and you're the goal that you're reaching for, that you seem not to have been able thus far to reach, but you're moving forward. We pray, hallelujah, glory to God, and join with you today and ask God to intervene, hallelujah, glory to God, in your situation. We give him the praise, the honor, and the glory, and this thanksgiving to it and for it all in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you, Lord. First of all, I just seem like I saw a church pew and some people in there. So, Lord, I don't know exactly what you're giving me about that situation. But even as I pray, Father, I pray that you bring light and revelation to me with regard to that in the name of Jesus. As we thank you, Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your blessing. Thank you, Father, that you are with us. You have enabled us to come once again, Father God, to stand before, to sit before our listeners, oh God, as we go through the airways. We thank you for these listeners that have come and are partaking and receiving. We thank you for all the listeners that have been with us down through the years, Father God, even those that have gone away, Father God, those that went away and those that returned. We want to thank you, Father God, for them as well and those that will return, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Father God, for it today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just bless your name. And we just glorify your name, hallelujah, in the midst of it all, in Jesus' name. Father, we just touch and agree, Father God, with the hearts of those that are going through, Father God, brokenness and, Father God, their lack of peace, Lord God, lack of joy. They have things that are going on where their heart is concerned, Father God, where they're heartsick over things because they've been desiring and wanting and seeking and searching, Father God, for things that have not come to them, Lord God, that is in accordance to your will, but somehow or another it seems that the enemy keeps trying to get in and bring delay. So, Lord, we just thank you now in the name of Jesus. We know the word declares that delay is not denial. So we claim it now. We claim the victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, along with those that are going through that process now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And also, Father, as I began to pray, Father God, on the onset of the show, Father God, there's somebody I just saw a glimpse. It's a booth. It looked like it's almost the size of a large, large, large booth. It seemed like it saw. But then what it looked more like is that there's somehow or another, it looked like a section, Father God, of pews in a church, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I don't know fully what it's all about, but Lord, whatever that situation is, we pray that, Father, you will touch those ones that are there in the name of Jesus. And Father God, specifically, whatever their ailments or problems or situation or circumstance, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you will minister to them, because you wouldn't show it to me unless you had a reason for it being done. So, Lord, wherever they are, I thank you, yes, Lord, for the angels being dispersed, Father God, to that immediacy to help, Father God, in that, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for it being done. We thank you for your covering protection. We thank you for the blood of Jesus being applied in the name of Jesus over there and over us, too, even as we pray this prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. And we thank you for ministering, Father God, in the name of Jesus, delivering, healing, or restoration, whatever is needed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name and thank you for it. Even as we are praying for them, Lord, we are praying even for ourselves and those around us, too, that you keep us covered, that you watch over us in the name of Jesus. Keep us out of harm's way in the name of Jesus, and all those that come and are connected with us in the name of Jesus. We praise and thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything that seemed, Father God, like it's not lining up, Father God, or that is out of alignment, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that your hand will touch it, Father God, that it will bring it back in alignment as it is supposed to be, in the name of Jesus, because you're God the Father. We know Jesus, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a constant companion. So we thank you, Lord God, for that. We praise you, Lord God, for that. We bless your name for it being done in Jesus' name. Touch Lot, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch and just bless and move in the name of Jesus. I heard if just getting this now, let's touch not your anointing, do your prophets no harm. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father God, for the place being touched. In the name of Jesus, those that are called according to your plan, your purpose, oh God, that are anointed, appointed, and you've sent them forth. In the name of Jesus, let them be able to go forth in the fullness of what you have said they are to go and to do and to be, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as even on last week, how they were sitting on the sideline, I saw one where the foot seemed like it got light and knew that they were getting up to get moving to go where you sent them, do what you told them to do in the name of Jesus. And Father, I reaffirm and pray again, Father God, that those that are sitting on the sidelines that need to get up and get moving, Father, in the name of Jesus, that Father God, you will undergird them, that they will get up and get going in the name of Jesus. And Father God, whatever you need to heal, whatever you need to deliver, Lord, you do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your will, your plan, your purpose, Father God, God, in the name of Jesus, for your honor and for your glory, that they may not be held back any longer, but oh God, they may come forth into the fullness, Makario Sete, beyond the Rioche Hete, Sukora manana sandere di Diosiki andere miate ekeri o sondoro moda rabasite la loshene o ramanana sande ekene de o sande e yes Lord in the name of Jesus of the revelation and hallelujah that you have called them to in the name of Jesus for their lives and through them and the lives for the lives of others that they will come in contact with because it is not for them alone Father God is as the word has told us when we have been strengthened, we are to strengthen our brethren. So everything that we go through, at any time that we go through it, Father, when you have brought us through to the other side, oh God, we are to be prepared for those that come, oh God, that we may minister to them. And those, Father God, that may come with other types of attitude and bondage and things and things that they want to hinder and block, Father God, not want to see come through in the name of Jesus. I remember, hallelujah, glory to God, what is written, how the word says, Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you said, Father God, to cast our cares upon you, for you cast for us and all, God, as we cast our cares, God, that you're going to take over this thing and you're going to turn it and you're going to make it the way it should be. So, God, I pray for myself. I pray for my family. I pray for those that are calling me. I pray for those situations that I have been praying for and standing the gap for the people that have called. And I pray for these people that are under the sound of my voice now in the name of Jesus that are going through and they are needing a miracle breakthrough in their lives. We are claiming the miracle breakthrough tonight, today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we want to say thank you, Father God, for miracles unfolding in Jesus' name. And to you be all the honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name and thanksgiving for it all being done. And Father, thank you for it. Hallelujah, glory to God, for you deserve the thankful, the gratefulness, hallelujah, glory to God, of those who are called upon your name. And, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And thank you for the angels, oh God, that you assigned to the case. To God be the glory in all things always in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. 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 Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hey, God, I thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Cover with the blood, cover with the blood, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Father, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We do give praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, Jesus, for that word, for that song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. Oh, how we magnify your name and glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Today we're going to pick back up, as I said, on this portion, praise God, of our teaching that we have been sharing. We're going to just do just, again, like I said, just the part, part 9A, I believe, and we'll come back by the grace of God on next week and just kind of pick up and take it through for the rest of the way. The SOUL series, Emotion, Continue Emotions, we all have them. God the Creator endowed all of us with them upon creation of the first man and woman. Part 3C, Continue, Part 9A, Affection. And, of course, we were talking last week, we talked about core concepts, and also we carried over. And as I said, when we did the core concept, I just sort of got like a little nudge there with regard to this word psyche. And so we're going to, you know, talk a little bit about that. Of course, we're still dealing with, again, the heart and the mind as it pertains to the emotion and reasonings and all and psychic and all that stuff. We're still all in that same connection there all around in that because we're still, you know, talking about the mind. We're talking about the mind. We're talking about, you know, the emotions. But it, you can't really talk about the emotions and deal with the emotion itself without still as it remaining connected to your mind and also where your will is concerned, because there is an interconnection here. And when we talk a little bit more about the psyche, we're going to talk a little bit more about some additional things as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But for today, I just want to kind of just touch base again on what the psyche is to some degree. And then, of course, as I said, I have some scriptures and some other points of reference that we want to get into on our next show. That's going to be including, and of course, including with this as well. Now, the psyche is the totality of the human mind, conscious and unconscious. Now, in psychology, is the scientific or objective study of the psyche. Now, the word has been long has a long history of use in psychology and philosophy, dating back to ancient times, and represents one of the fundamental concepts for understanding human nature from a scientific point of view. And that's what we must understand. When we are talking about psychology and the psyche and all, it is from a scientific point of view. And, of course, there is a point, you know, we talk about the spiritual aspect of it, but we have to understand that, hey, when God made us, He made us in that way too. I mean, there is this part of us that if not, we wouldn't have what we have now with doctors and nurses. This is something they have to decide to go through. I mean, you know, in order to be able to understand what is going on with the human body, and of course the mind and all that will and mush, all that is all connected together, you know. So we need not just to sort of negate the fact that, you know, we are talking because we are about spiritual things, that we negate the fact that we don't identify or include certain things from psychology and or philosophy, because it's all of that totality totally coming together is what makes opposition to who we are, you know, as human beings. So we need not to just kind of turn our back on it. We need to be a little bit more open to that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And, of course, we talk about, like I said, in the beginning of this series, this was the, you know, the mind, the will, and, of course, the emotion. And, of course, that was just the subtitle underneath, because the other one is talking about the soul. We're talking about that. That is a combination. We are dealing with all of that, you know. And so the Holy Spirit just kind of led me this direction. I had no clue this is the way He was going to lead me in this, but I'm following through as what He is giving me, and I'm seeing some other things bursting through in the process as well. Now, the etymology of it is the basic meaning of the Greek word, and, of course, the Greek is, and I spelled it before, which was psuche. It's P-S-U-K-H-E was life. In the sense of breath. And, of course, when we go back, we can talk about Genesis on that, you know, that the life, you know, God breathed the breath of life into the man Adam. And, of course, he became a living soul formed from the verse. And, of course,
The suki meaning to blow, derived meaning to meanings include spirit, soul, ghost, and of course ultimately self. In the sense of conscious personalities or psyche, interestingly associated spirit and breath is not unique to Greek or Western cultures. Of course, when we say breath, we come back to the exousia. We are talking about that. When we talk about the exousia, we talk about the breath of God in that, in how that he did that. And this is kind of bring that connective. Like I said, we'll put it all together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're going to talk about it when we come back. We'll talk about the objectivity study as far as the human mind and conscious and unconscious is concerned. Also, the fundamental concept of the soul. And I'm kind of, something came to my mind this week, praise God, and that I was kind of listening to something and talking about a teaching, and of course she was talking about soul a little bit more, and it just sounded, you know, so many times we have things that we go through. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago also, and something was talking about memories and memories in our bodies. You know, we always think that what memories is just in our mind, but we hold memories in so many different places, you know, and how, you know, it is related, praise God, to the soul itself. And I want to just kind of, you know, touch base a little bit on soul healing, soul deliverance, and of course the Holy Spirit gave me soul restoration, and of course Psalm 23, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But again, I'm just going to touch base on this today. And of course, you know, we read that psalm, and we don't really think sometimes the depth of that psalm is really saying, and the magnitude, especially where Psalm 23:3 is concerned, where he says, "He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." And of course, we see that. And of course, the restores mean, and in the Hebrew, it means to the shub. I believe it's pronounced S H O O B, but it's also S H U B. So the double O represents the U in this context. Now, and it's a primitive root to turn back, and with the idea of return to the starting point, and to break and to build, and also to make and rejoice and bring forth again, back home again, called to mind. And that's just a few descriptions that a definition that's given, and also like you find the synonyms per se that are given with regard to this. And of course, there is more, and like I said, I'll go into more detail of this on our next show, by the grace of God, next week. It means to pull in again, to put again, put up, and to recall, the recompense, recover, refresh, relieve, and or render. Now, of course, it's funny that you should find the word repent in that as well, because that's what it's all about. Whatever we're going through, if we're in something that we should not be into, in order to be restored, we have to repent of something that we have done. Amen? And before we can do that. So it's required and rescue, restore, and, of course, retrieve. So we'll, as I said, we'll go up more in depth with that when we come back. Now, also, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, too. And sometimes, you know, again, you have to, you know, again, withdraw from things to get away from it. You know, you can't just stay with it and expect it that it's going to dissipate itself. You got to kind of get away from certain things, okay? So, again, we're talking about, and like I said, we'll go a little deeper. Now, also, another word that I just want to kind of, from that particular verse of scripture I shared, is the soul itself. And in the Hebrew, it says the nefesh. That's how it's pronounced, and it's N-E-H-F-E-S-H or N-E-P-H-E-S-H. And it's properly a breathing creature. It's talking about that is an animal of, or abstractly, you know, vitality. It's talking about use very widely in a literal accommodated or figurative sense, the bodily or the mental. And it talks about appetite. It talks about desire, the mind, the mortality, one's own person, and also of pleasure. And a prayer, I just want, it's the scripture that I saw, and I just placed it in here. I just want to leave that with you today. And like I said, a couple of more scriptures that we have. And, of course, this one is from Lamentation 5:21, and it says simply this. It says, "Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old." And to lead, the next word that we are talking about from Psalm 23 is lead us. And that leading, I want to read that again. I hear to read that again. Lamentation 5:21. Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And, of course, that word leadeth is Nakshah. And or Norkar is for that's what it's spelled there. I'll spell it for you. It's Nakshaw, and it's a primitive root also, meaning to guide by implication, to transport, and bestow, to bring, govern, guide, lead forth, and of course put straighten that which has been made crooked. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah, that's what he's talking about. Hallelujah, glory to God. And also that which is right, put you back on the right track where you need to be, whatever the situation, whatever is going on. My God, have mercy. Hallelujah, thank you. Whatever you're dealing with, however it may be, if you're not where you're supposed to be, doing what you should be doing, there is a way. The 23rd Psalm, 23:3, that's what he wants us to concentrate on today. That is the word. This is the thrust of what's coming, praise God, behind this today. Of course, as I said, we will pick up on the other teachings later on, but I wanted to just share that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And also the right track, the Megal, and it's also spelled M-A-H-G-A-W-L. Or Mahgawalaw, okay? So it says from the same, it means the track, literally or figuratively, also a rampart, circular going past, a trench, a way, amen? And I want to leave these two scriptures additionally. Psalm 25:2 says, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. And Psalm 62:6a, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you put the matter in God's hand, you're trying to get it right. You can't do it. Put it in his hand because he will be your defense in whatever your situation may be. And that is the word that I want to share with you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take it to heart. And again, come back and be with us on our next show as we pick back up on the teaching itself. Praise the Lord. And we thank and praise God for that today. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a good God always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even when we don't understand, he is a good God. So keep us, Lord God. You know, sometimes we have to walk. We hear the old people used to say, I say the old people because they're elder, they were older than I am. Oh, praise God. And they used to say sometimes you have to walk that narrow way. And it's true. Sometimes you do. And sometimes you just don't fully understand or comprehend all of it in its totality when you begin to make your steps. But if you put it in God's hand and you trust him, he'll lead you and he'll guide you. And he'll take you through where you need to be. And you will be triumphant in your going. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, we're going to close on out now with one more song. Praise God. And then we'll come back in just a little bit.
My way.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are coming in for the close of our show. And I just want to say, to remind you, praise God, that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we pray that you will open your heart to Him today and ask Him to come into your heart to save you, to wash you, cleanse you, forgive you of all your sins. Amen. Praise God. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us are exempt. And so we need salvation. So I ask Him to come into your heart to save you, to wash you, cleanse you, purify you, and sanctify you. You repent of anything that you've done, said, or doing that you know that is not God's will or plan for your life, according to your understanding. In the name of Jesus, you ask Him, ask the Holy Spirit to minister. Hallelujah, glory to God, to you, that you may see, that you know He can do that. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you make that decision, that's a quality decision. You make that decision, you make that choice to come to Christ, to let Him come into your heart. And as I said, save you, wash you, and cleanse you, fill you with His precious Holy Spirit. That will be your keeping power, strength, and undergirdment in Jesus' name, and also receive eternal life. And to God be the glory. And again, until we come back together again, God bless you. We love you, and know that Jesus Christ loves you too. Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank you again for joining us today here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. God bless you. We want to close on that with music.
Thank you.